And a very good Friday morning to you. Adam Lepp here, along with security expert Ed Johnston, for the second episode of The Protector Show. Hopefully you're with us last week at this time. Ed and I discussed his background, thoughts on a career in law enforcement or private security, as well as the important topic of staying safe online. We will be broadcasting this show every Friday morning between approximately 11:15 a.m. and noon. We'll be having some special guests, also inviting questions and comments and topic suggestions from you, the listener. Feel free to email me, adam@wwgh1071.com. Suggested topic: Ed has been in the security business, I found out last week, over 40 years. He is a walking encyclopedia in this important field. So almost any topic related to security at home, in your car, at work, and of course online are all great. Also, let me know what you think about the show. Comments, questions, suggestions, always welcome. Again, adam@wwgh1071.com. Or you can email ed@apisecurity.us. I'm going to talk today about some suggestions and thoughts on purchasing a security system for your home or business. Get Ed Johnston with me for The Protector Show. Ed, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Adam. Thanks again for having me on and for presenting this show about home security. I think it's a very important topic, especially for the new year and with how we kind of plan our year ahead. This is something that should be personal to everybody and how to protect themselves.
I agree. Probably no better New Year's resolution than staying secure, knowing that when you leave the home or when you're asleep in your house, you know, a man's home is his castle, a woman's home is her castle. We want you to feel safe and secure. And I guess me being a bit of the geek, security is an interesting topic. And also nowadays how it kind of goes hand in hand with technology. But the idea of being safe, that's as old as mankind itself. So we're going to talk about some tips on using the great technology available for home and office security, and some shopping tips and just suggestions that you've gleaned from your 40 plus years of experience in the business. First, as we talked about, Ed, before we turned the microphones on, everybody should have a security system at the home or business. Doesn't matter where it's located, how safe the area is. There are many reasons, and we'll discuss that, not just for the purpose of protecting against theft and break-ins. There's really no case where you wouldn't need a security system, correct?
Well, like anything, beyond just a security is even your personal safety from a smoke detector monitored system or even common monoxide is very important. That's such a deadly way to pass, and a lot of people don't know about carbon monoxide enough to understand that piece of it. What I found over the years is that a lot of people would say, well, I have a dog, or I'm home all the time, or something to the point I have insurance. And those are just a few comments usually people have made in the past. But the neat thing about technology today is there's so much more you can do with online and being able to monitor your home remotely and still have that central station. And we do have a local central station that's a cooperative central station. And we've been very fortunate, blessed to have a very good progressive central station in the Columbus area. And I've had systems all the way down to Florida before being monitored. And central stations is a very big part of decision making. Who you invite to your home, we know some of the other competitors right off the bat, but when you talk about knowing those competitors, that means a lot more people are being monitored by those competitors. And what kind of makes us still separate is that we are still small, and we still feel that that personal connection needs to be accomplished from the central station standpoint, let alone when we come in your home. And And that becomes another topic all by itself. Who are you going to allow to feel safe to have them come in your home? Well, a lot of these other national companies, they usually have individuals they hire that are professional marketing people at them. And, yeah, they're taught what to look for and what to say and how to say it. But how many people can you say, like someone like me that has the background, or from our company that has the background, when they come in your home, you know that they have a law enforcement, police, and or security military background. And that's what we bring when we have individuals come to your home, that they have experience, they have responded, as well as they have dealt on the other side of crime and of break-ins. And some of the stories that I can talk about with what I've seen out there patrolling as a police officer is phenomenal with how the creativity is for burglars these days.
So what you are saying, Ed, is security system wears many hats. It doesn't just protect against the obvious break-in, but it is good for medical emergencies, fire, carbon monoxide, even possibly radon detection. And I would imagine you suggest, when you shop for a security system, that you make sure that it handles most or all of those scenarios, not just the break-in. I know when I looked for my security system, and this didn't even really occur to me, as obvious as it is. The gentleman mentioned, well, be sure you're protected against a fire, and so we have fire detection or smoke detection also. And that does much more than just putting up the smoke detector that you get at your discount store, because it will interact with the monitoring station.
Well, and talking about educating individuals is the biggest thing is that even if you do have smoke detectors, and even if they're local versus monitored smoke detectors, then normally you need those replaced about every 5 years. In addition, with smoke detectors, you should make sure to test the battery-operated smoke detectors once a quarter. And if they're electric type of smoke detector that's been installed, just make sure that the light and everything's properly working there. With anything regarding safety, you're always welcome to give us a call, and we can give you additional tips on that. But with a carbon monoxide unit, you can go and buy those anywhere, and it never hurts to buy several of them and put them at each level. Like anything, the earliest detection that one of those units go off, the safer you will be able to get out of your home. The other neat thing about the security systems is, let's just say you have a water concern down in the basement. We actually have water monitoring units, even for sub pumps, that will alert you before any kind of high-level water enters the basement. And there's just a number of neat things within the security system now that helps us to not have to have that worry, but know that there's that tool that is helpful to be notifying you or Central Station of those concerns.
One thing which came to mind, Ed, about the sump pump, I, along with probably every homeowner in the area, has probably experienced a sump pump issue. When we had the 5 inches of rain, it wasn't during a January warm spell. It was probably 12, 13 years ago. My sump pump failed. It wasn't a lot of water, but I had some, and I ended up replacing it and getting a battery backup. So far, so good. The thing about sump pumps is they aren't that expensive, either to buy or to purchase or to install. But if they fail, they could cause thousands of dollars in damages, not to mention inconvenience. So the idea that the security system could also monitor the health of your sump pump, that is wonderful. I would imagine also, if you have that kind of protection, you will get a discount on your insurance. Certainly on my insurance, I have an endorsement for a home security system. So it would seem a no-brainer to include sump pump protection, carbon monoxide protection, things that will not only going to help your safety and security, but possibly could save you some money in the long run with your insurance premium.
Yeah, quick question I always ask homeowners is, just like yourself, when was the last time you tested your sump pump to make sure it worked?
Well, with the recent rains, one thing I've tried to do is I listen to make sure it is making noise. And interestingly, this new sump pump doesn't make a lot of noise at all. Sometimes I have to put my ear right by the door to enter the little area that it's in. But I definitely have heard it working, and we definitely agree with that advice because, again, the new sump pumps don't make a lot of noise. They are more efficient, but you do want to make sure they're working. I guess one idea would be to take some water in a bucket, just dump it into the sump pump hole and verify that it gets pumped outside. That you can do pretty easily. Is that a suggestion you have, Ed?
Absolutely.
Just the idea where you put your ear right next to the sump pump and make sure it makes the noise?
Yeah, Adam. You know, the biggest thing is before the flooding starts, test it with water. Make sure it's working, or if you want to lean over and just make sure that the unit, when you pull it up, that it comes on. But do you know what the average age of a sub pump is before you should really just replace it?
When I got mine replaced, the guy said they really don't last more than 2 or 3 years. And mine is older than that, so knock on wood, I probably will need to look at a replacement pretty soon. I would think most people's sub pumps are at least 5-6 years old.
Yeah, the normal age is about 7 years, and can't tell you how many people try to replace them at the worst time when they go out, and so like anything, when that unit's on all the time, or if it's kicking in and out all the time, it just doesn't last as long. And like anything, if you have at least a monitor on that will at least notify you that there's a problem, then that's the biggest thing is having that secondary monitor unit for water a part of the security system.
So, and again, interestingly enough, some pumps are not expensive. If you're more handy than I am, you probably could install it yourself, but any plumber can do it, or one of the basement home improvement companies. It's a few $100s. It's not a major investment. I know when mine got installed, he added a battery backup, a second sump pump that runs on a battery. I mean, as you know, power outages are unfortunately a fact of life here in mid and central Ohio. So I presume you'd also recommend the battery backup.
Oh, absolutely. Anything that kind of gives you a backup and a little bit more peace of mind, it's always helpful. Let's talk about some of the other questions you may have.
Okay. Yeah, and when it comes to security systems, I'm interested in many ways, Ed, not just as your co-host, but as a homeowner, as a technologist, certainly security has always, I think, always been at the cutting edge of technology. But in the last few years, we've made some major strides, and you know, the geek in me certainly finds it interesting. And again, as a homeowner, I want to use the best methods I can to keep myself safe and secure. A security review, when the rep from the company comes out and he or she kind of takes an inventory of your home and decides what might be the best course of action, do you have any tips as to what to watch for, maybe questions to ask your salesperson when that person is visiting and then taking a look at your needs?
Well, and that's kind of interesting when you share, you know, a salesperson versus the first thing I would ask that person that would be coming in my home is, how long have they been working in this profession? What experiences have they had in the profession itself to lend hand of what they're recommending? Unfortunately, the security, national security companies, it's called a bait and switch. In other words, we'll provide this for you at this price, and or at this free. We'll throw something in for free, and then there'll be this price. And there's just so much for a homeowner to absorb. And it's interesting when I finally come in and try to explain that it's not as much as what's for free. It's what you're getting, and where it's being monitored, and the expertise of that individual is coming in your home. Would I allow a plumber to come in for electrical? Would I let an electrical person come in to fix my plumbing? That's the exact same thing about security professionals. You need to make sure that whoever's coming in and sharing information, that information's true. What I have found over and over again is a home that's been underprotected. In other words, someone comes in and says, here's your package, here's your deal. But then all of a sudden, the homeowner experiences some other way that they were broken into. And individuals did not explain all the other things. Now, on paper, you might have signed off on something, but you were never explained. And when I come in, sometimes I'll give you those helpful hints of how to protect or what to do, even after you have the security system installed. The biggest thing is you want that peace of mind of what you have and who's monitoring you is going to really respond. You see a lot of ads out on TV that with one magical push of a button, you're protected. That's not always so. You have to be able to know and to understand what you have. And sometimes you need to make sure to take that accountability of making sure that those devices work over a course of a few years. I always recommend to business owners and homeowners, test your system. Once a quarter, test one of your devices, call Central Station and say, hey, did you get the signal okay? Did you get the panic button okay? Now, you got to make sure to call Central before the real thing happens, or you're going to have the police knocking at your door. But the thing is this, you want to make sure, just like a fire drill or tornado drill, you test your devices, you test your system. Wireless systems is another big thing, Adam, where, oh, well, you can have this wireless motion or wireless door contact, and it will last 5 years, and you don't have to switch batteries. Well, anyone of age, how long does a battery really last? How many times do you go in and out of that door? How many times do you go in front of that motion that's wireless? Those batteries should be switched out at least twice a year. If nothing else, just to make sure that that battery is going to work when you really need it the most.
Yeah, it seems like any battery, I mean, look at my cell phone battery. It always lasts about a quarter as long as they claim, which isn't a big deal. They're not expensive. But like anything, batteries always die at the most inopportune times. It's like your sump pump is probably going to fail during a big rainstorm, and that's the day that Home Depot runs out of sump pumps. I remember literally when I needed a sump pump. I had it done professionally, as I don't trust my handyman skills, even though I said it's not that difficult to install one. But I remember going into Home Depot or Menards, one of the favorite local home improvement stores, and they said, we're out of sump pumps. Oh, the whole sump pump display was out. So the time to replace and test this equipment is before it's needed in an emergency situation. And batteries, I mean, they're something that costs under a dollar that's so vital to this system that not only will save you money and time, could possibly save your life.
Well, and when we're talking about different devices, the systems that also have camera systems, I always suggest to homeowners that you should keep a camera system separate from a security system. What happens if that security system goes out, but you can at least find out what's going on in your home through a camera system that could be set up under a different communication piece? And what we're talking about is cell phones versus internet, Wi-Fi, or telephone capabilities. I always try to keep systems separate. When you try to tie everything into one and then that one goes out, then that means you have no additional backup. So that's just another way to think about different systems that you may have or you may want to have installed in the future.
Ed, would you recommend asking your neighbors who probably have a home somewhat similar to yours in a neighborhood with similar kind of a risk? Ask them who their security company is and any advice, good and bad.
It never hurts anymore. Well, we're talking about 20-plus years ago. One out of every three homes had a system. I would imagine that's probably more towards two out of every three homes now. And it never hurts to ask your neighbor, hey, how do you like your system? You know, how do you like the alarm response? How do you, you know, the individual came out? Go ahead and ask those particular questions. I always say that what keeps every competitor humble is when you receive a number of different competitive bids. you don't always go for the first bid, but get those three bids and just see what the differences are. You will learn something from each one of them that maybe will enhance what you're looking for at the end.
One thing also is to register your alarm system with your local law enforcement. I had to do that here in Columbus. We had a false alarm. Thankfully, it was just false, and that happens from time to time. And they allow, I think Columbus allows two per year before they charge you. But it needs to be registered. The process is very simple. You can do it online. Obviously, Ed, that's a no-brainer. But many people don't, and I didn't realize it either. You know, as much as I know about registering things online and being around security, having an interest in it, I'm guilty as charged. I forgot to register my system with the city. So be sure to do that.
Yeah, a lot of times that a lot of the consultants normally don't think about that. Not every police municipality requires it, but like anything, you want to at least keep up with those mandates where you live. And or find out what additional services they may have. I remember being a police officer, and usually I do house checks and check with your local police department on if they have any kind of recommendations. It never hurts.
It kind of reminds me of the commercials where it says, "This is the brand of aspirin doctors give their own children." If you have a police officer as a family member or friend, ask him or her. What security system do you have? I would think any police officer would be one of the best people to ask.
Well, it's amazing, Adam, how being in this field for so long that it seems like someone knows someone that's in the field, if it's being a police officer or being in the field of a security company. It's just amazing with what you hear. And talking about another topic, it's what you receive through the internet now or through watching on TV. I'm kind of amazed with some of the other competitors where they're kind of going backwards, where they're trying to go like, well, this is a lot cheaper monthly, or this is a lot cheaper for installation. Stay away from that. Anything that's cheaper does not really mean it's better. Something that's cheaper, even on a monthly standpoint, how can they operate? That would be my first question. How can they operate? And I've done some research on some of the competitors. I'll leave nameless. But how can a competitor with rising costs provide something cheaper? That would be my first question that I would ask myself being in this profession. Has wages gone down? Has utilities gone down? Has liability insurance gone down for something that's cheaper to be better? And what I have found is a lot of these national companies that go cheaper, they're not better. What they are is they're doing a lot less for much less of a cost. And you need to keep away from stuff like that. I've been doing some research on the all-in-one, where you've probably seen the advertisements. And some of the technology is working, but then eventually they're talking about national monitoring. I can tell you in the city of Columbus, I have three different mandates for me to do business in. I have to have alarm permits. I have to have vendor permits. I have to have liability insurance. Now, how can a small national new company go into a large metropolitan area without all those other mandates? You need to make sure that you ask the security companies, show me your certificates to be able to do business in Marion County, Marion, Ohio. Make sure that everyone has the proper permits and the proper liability insurance and being able to operate in any particular county or any particular city.
A legitimate company will be happy to show that to you, as they want to show that they are serious about doing business in an ethical and legal fashion. And they'll probably thank you for asking.
Well, they will, and they will be more to obliged to show that to you. The other piece is when you talked about the city of Columbus, where you had to gain the alarm permit after the alarm, there is a liability that individuals have. And if you did not get that registration or that permit, then there would be fees that would be encompasses back onto you. And I'll tell you, these fees can be of thousands of dollars easily. And then you have to deal with it because you're the one that decided to make that decision without doing all the checks and balances with that provider of what you needed.
So definitely check with your municipality as to whether or not a permit is required. The cost is minimal. I mean, $25 to $50 is just typical per year. And they do allow for false alarms. And I think Columbus allows two. Cincinnati allows one per year. So they understand that security systems and people are not perfect. And it's a very small price to pay. And I think it keeps everybody safer and makes everything function a lot better from point A to point B. You are listening to The Protector Show with security expert Ed Johnston. Learn more about the show and also archives of previous shows at theprotectorshow.com. Adam Lepp here, your co-host. Thanking you so much for listening. We broadcast this program every Friday morning between 11:15 and noon. We also repeat it a few times during the week, and you can go to our website at WWGH1071.com to listen to the shows that have been broadcast on the station. This is show number two of many. We're very excited to have this show on the air for you. It's important, it's interesting, and like anything on WWGH, always a surprise or two. Security, I mean, probably owing to my geeky nature, is obviously a serious topic, but an interesting one. And if you can learn something about how it functions, and I think an educated consumer is a better consumer. Now, Ed, you talked about the $128,000 question earlier. How much does a security system cost? And I brought up that I understand it's not free, but you get quite a lot for what you're paying. But also it can cut your insurance rates because it does make your home more insurable. Why don't you do a breakdown, Ed, of what the financial investment is for a security system and explain to our listeners that despite this modest cost, it's worth potentially hundreds of times what you're paying for it.
Well, the cost has varied over the years, and where we're at now at this point in time is that a lot of individuals are eliminating their phone lines, and we have an all-in-one unit whereby the cell phone, the keypad, the horn, as well as three doors, motion detector. The cost is at $550 for installation, and then it's $25 per month, and it's a one-year contract, and that's based off of the cellular phone requirements. And then from there, if you need to add additional motions and glass breaks that we would strongly recommend, Adam, the biggest thing that I always recommend to homeowners and businesses is protect all the windows, protect all the doors, have a couple internal traps, and monitor your glass. When you have multiple ways for a central station to say, okay, I just had zone one go off that was at the front door. I had zone two go off that was a motion. I just had zone three go off the rear window. We know we have a live situation going. And if we know that we're calling now the police and telling them right now, police officers, Officer Smith, that someone just went out through the rear door or rear window, then at least we can identify and help police and hopefully catch the perpetrator at that time. And that's key, is to have as many devices and as much protection as possible. Now, economically, that's not for everyone. But my philosophy is let's go with a zero budget and then work our way up.
Certainly, it's a good investment. And as I see it, it's something that every homeowner needs to figure into the budget, just like paying utility bills. And I brought this up before because we're looking at dollars and cents on both sides. What's the typical in savings on homeowners insurance if you have a security system?
Yeah, the average is about 15%. And you have to check with your insurance company and ask them. And like anything with insurance costs coming up, and with the increase of thefts and because of the drug explosion of individuals looking for ways to gain those drugs, it's becoming even more inevitable of a very important part of our life.
On a future show, Ed, we'll talk more about some technological advances in security. That'll certainly be a major interest of mine, as I've, even since I've lived in my home, seen some differences. And the wireless versus the wire, that's certainly one of the big ones. And we'll touch on that. And many times the higher tech security devices end up being less expensive. And if they are wireless, they're certainly going to be easier to install. So we will touch on that in a future upcoming show. About 2 minutes, we will have a phone conversation with Ganelle Stanley from Legal Shield with some excellent advice and more security-related information to share with our listeners. Before we dial up your business associate and friend, Ganelle, and anything you wanted to add about shopping for a security system?
I think that everyone at this day and age needs to evaluate security at whatever level you're currently at, and just ask yourself how you should kind of increase security for the future.
We have Ganelle waiting to speak with us, but before that, Ed, tell our listeners how to get in touch with you, both at your business and online.
Yeah, once again, business-wise, phone number 614-310-1980 or email at info@apisecurity.us.
Thank you very much, Ed. We are pleased also to have a special guest joining us via the magic of Ma Bell. Ed, tell us about our special guest this morning.
Yeah, special guest Adam is Ganelle Stanley. She's been with Legal Shield for the last 18 years. And a little bit about herself. We've been working together for quite a few of those years. At API, we are a member and associate member of Legal Shield. Ganelle, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I know. We've talked a lot about Legal Shield in the past, and why don't you tell the listeners with some of the benefits and with what this program's all about, please.
Well, sure. Legal Shield, excuse me, Legal Shield is to the consumer what like a health plan is, to give you affordable access to your doctor and have access to your dentist with your dental plan. There's also such thing as a legal plan. And that's what Legal Shield is. We are kind of the cutting edge. We kind of started this market some 40-some years ago. And what we do is provide affordable access to the use of an attorney for everyday life situations. Most people would use an attorney more often if they didn't have to check their wallet or worry about whether they were going to, quote-unquote, mooch some advice from a family member or friend. But it gives you the ability to make better decisions because you can always talk to someone from your provider law firm about what's going on in your life, whether it's insurance claim or dealership not honoring a warranty, tax questions, mortgage questions, lease questions, and even representation for specific things.
Okay, and from a consumer standpoint, what's nice about this is that for that monthly cost, you always have someone that you can call, attorney-wise. And plus, some of the additional benefits is that you can get your will updated at no additional cost. And
correct.
Plus, there's identity theft. Why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Wow, that is the number one complaint to the FTC, I want to say almost 16, 17 years in a row, because it's the crime that people think that it's just going to affect your credit card or your bank card. But real identity theft is someone who is using your information, not just accessing your credit card or banking account, but actually using your identifying information to carry out business as you, but leave you kind of holding the bag. For example, credit card bank identity theft are only about 17% of the issue, but driver's license identity, medical identity, character and criminal, and social security identity theft are way more insidious and happen more often than those things, and really more difficult to fix. That's why there's a partnership with Legal Shield, so the number one background research and background check company in the world, which is Kroll Solutions. Kroll is the company that does the background check for the FBI, the CIA, and the Secret Service. They also are the forensic accountants for the SEC. They approached Legal Shield some, I think about 15, 16 years ago, but they were way ahead of the game because they had been doing identity theft and issues for large corporations and Fortune 500 companies, and they were asking for a product to help deal with and protect their employees and some of their customer base. And they had came up with a product but found out that identity theft is so far-reaching that it's not just going to affect you in your home, that if you have someone using your information in Texas, you can't just pick up the phone and call and say, that's not me. You need an attorney to go in there and press charges against that person. And so what they did, they came to Legal Shield and said, you have the best network in place of attorneys all across the country. And that's where the two products married in a partnership some 15, 16 years ago. So that you have not only the access to help to have the identity theft issues dealt with and being proactive, but you also have to know that 90% of most identity theft issues turn into legal issues. So you have the backing of having the Legal Shield program there to help walk you through and even protect and go through some issues and write letters and make phone calls, because these are covered benefits in that Legal Shield plan.
Okay, well, what's pretty amazing here, Ganelle, is that we talked last week on the radio show about identity theft itself. And so viewers or listeners here, is what's amazing is, you know, here's an alternative on being able to protect your identity, as well as if you do need an attorney, then there's just one phone call away. And Ganelle, tell me a story, one of the best stories out there with how we've helped people in the past.
Well, just for example, for an identity theft with a senior citizen who was at home, and she did a little child care on the side. She babysit children in the neighborhood, and she had the legal plan that so she could get her will done and use it for her mortgage and questions and things, and that's one of the things that people get the plan for. And she said, well, I don't do a lot on the internet, and I don't do a lot of shopping and things like that, but I'll get the identity theft just for peace of mind. And then 6 months later, she called me, and she was just so grateful because she did not know what she would have done. She called to get her 90-day refill, like many of us do, for our prescriptions in the mail, and they told her it was too soon. And she looked at her prescription bottle and said, no, I can call after this date. And they began to tell her that while she was in the nursing home up in Perrysburg, Ohio, that's where her refills were being filled right now. And she kind of had to stop and bat her eyes and said, no, I'm not in a nursing home, and I'm certainly not in Perrysburg. I'm just in the north end of Columbus. And with that, she hung up and made a phone call to the ID Shield. And what they did, they began to do a proactive search and begin to find out what was going on here, and found out that there was a nursing home that was billing her Medicare for several different prescriptions. And she also made a phone call to the law firm, which wrote a letter to the nursing home to cease and desist of her use, because that's a federal offense to misuse someone's Medicare information. And also, in the research, they found like a post office box and two other addresses where things were going with her Social Security number. And they shut it all down. It took them about 30 days, but they shut it all down and got her prescription straightened out and her Medicare and everything straightened out. But it did go into and find that there was a big gay drug ring at this nursing home. It did expose some issues there, that there were several people selling Medicare prescriptions at a nursing home and using other people's information. But it cost her nothing. It was part of her benefit and her service that was already in place to fix that situation, which she would have had no clue on how to fix it herself. And that's the insidiousness of identity theft. If you, anyone was in an identity theft victim today, and not just bank or credit card, because people don't realize back in 68 there was a law that was passed that says that the bank and credit card companies are supposed to monitor and watch for suspicious activity on our banks and credit card statements. So the driver's license and the medical and the character and criminal and even your Social Security number, they're just wide open. And those are some of the crazy things that Legal Shield, with our ID Shield, can step right in and help with people. And, again, being proactive and getting this in place, because it's just a matter of time before anyone is a because can become a victim of identity theft. They say there's 30 new victims per minute every day.
Can you go ahead and share with the listeners what the cost was at that time or this time with what the program cost?
Well, our identity ID, our family legal plan is $24.95, and our identity theft is $24.95. But the difference being is it covers the entire family, up to 8 people. Whereas if you look around and shop around, most identity theft products charge for extra person, and our legal plan and identity theft plan for under $50 a month will cover an entire family up to age 18. And if this is a benefit from through a workplace, they will cover it up to age 26, the identity theft. But the family plan and the legal will cover the family for up to age 26. That means they have the ability to get their wills done for free, use the legal plan, and then have the access and the coverage and ability to monitor and watch their Social Security numbers of all the members in that family for under $50.
Okay, now how about individuals? What's the cost on an individual identity?
An identity theft individual plan that's only $9.95.
Okay.
But the regular legal plan now is now $24.95.
Okay.
No enrollment fee anymore.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure people get to, you know, hear what the different options are, and what else would you like to share to the listeners before we head into another topic?
Well, that having a legal plan, I think the biggest thing that people have to understand is you don't have to be in trouble to want to have the access to use an attorney. Many times we think we can get by with just kind of researching here and there. But people have got to know that you got to let attorneys do what they do. And they're an attorney for a reason. And they have the expertise and the education to do so much more than help us when something bad happens. I think the biggest job we have is teaching people how to be proactive and just using it for mortgages, leases, taxes, you know, making sure you're reviewing the documents and agreements and things. The best thing I did is have them review some retirement paperwork I knew was going to give me $250 a month, and I was told not to sign it and gave me reasons not to sign it and told me he wouldn't sign it if it was his document. And what the advice he gave me, instead of getting $250 a month in retirement money, I got a lump sum of $19,000 just by waiting and paying attention and getting the right advice. If I can help people understand that having a legal plan in their pocket gives an ability to make good decisions without mooching some advice from a family member or friend, and getting the advice from a top law firm. The law firm here in Ohio is McGuire Snyder Hassey, and they are listed as some of the super attorneys in the state. You have some of the best access to an attorney that we probably couldn't afford on our own with the Legal Shield plan here in Ohio.
Well, I know eventually we'll have you back on the program, and I appreciate this input here and the advice, and hopefully another piece of helpful information. My phone number, if you have interest in further information, 614-310-1980, or email us at info@apisecurity.us.
Thanks again, Ed. Great information. Even I learned a tidbit or two. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we close out another show?
Well, Adam, thanks again, and I appreciate my special guest, Ganelle Stanley, for taking some time out to talk about the importance of identity theft, protecting your identity, as well as for those that should always plan for the future of wills and estates, that there is a plan there, and that at API, we have some answers, and we're looking forward to helping you and finding ways to protect you and your loved ones. And hopefully by now you kind of, Adam, know that we think outside the box. We try to look at problems, and we just don't try to solve these problems where it'd be just an ABC. Sometimes we'll go with a Y and X. And with that, we want to hear from you. We want to be proactive in our community in the Marion area. And to do that, we truly need to hear from you. Once again, the phone number, 614-310-1980. Or email us at info@apisecurity.us. And remember this, API Security Services offers many different safety and security solutions for your home and in your business. And check us out on our website and listen to some of the other programs from the past. But that's www.apisecurity.us. Once again, our website, www.apisecurity.us. And thanks again, Adam and Ganel, for joining me today.
Thank you for listening to The Protector Show with security expert Ed Johnston. Listen every Friday morning between 11:10 a.m. and noon for this important new show here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. For more information on Ed and the show, please visit theprotectorshow.com.